ولما ضرب ابن مريم مثلا إذا قومك منه يصدون.
No sooner the example of the son of Mary was mentioned, than lo and behold, your people raised a clamor.
وقالوا أآلهتنا خير أم هو ما ضربوه لك إلا جدلا بل هم قوم خصمون.
And said, Who is better, our deities or he? They said so only out of contentiousness. They are a disputatious people. And said, Who is better, our deities or he? It was said in verse 45 above that people may ask all the other messengers who were sent before Muhammad, peace be upon him, if we had appointed any other gods to be worshipped besides the one true God. When this was presented before the people of Mecca, a person put forth the objection, Is it not a fact that the Christians hold the Son of Mary to be the Son of God and worship him for that reason? What is wrong then with our gods? No sooner was this said than loud laughter broke out among the crowd, who then exerted pressure that an answer be provided to this objection.
إن هو إلا عبد أنعمنا عليه وجعلناه مثلا لبني إسرائيل.
He was no more than a servant of ours, one upon whom we bestowed our favors, and whom we made an example of our infinite power for the children of Israel.
وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ لَجَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ مَلَائِكَةً فِي الْأَرْضِ يَخْلُفُونَ
If we had so willed, we could have made some of you into angels to become your successors on earth.
وَإِنَّهُ لَعِلْمٌ لِلسَّاعَةِ فَلَا تَمْتَرُنَّ بِهَا وَاتَّبِعُونَ هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ
Verily, He, i.e. Jesus, peace be upon Him, is a portent of the hour. So be in no doubt concerning it, and follow me. This is the straight way. So be in no doubt concerning it.
This can also be translated as follows. He is a means to the knowledge of the resurrection. Here a question arises. In what sense has Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, been called a sign or a means of knowledge of the resurrection? Many Quranic commentators say that this refers to the second coming of the Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, which has been foretold in a large number of traditions. But this meaning is contradicted by the very next verse. For Jesus' second coming can be a means of knowledge of resurrection only for those who are alive at that time or are born thereafter. So how can he be regarded as a means of knowledge for the Meccan unbelievers who are being asked not to have any doubts about it? Therefore, in our opinion, the true meaning of the verse is the one given by some other Quranic commentators, according to whom the Prophet Jesus' fatherless conception and his making a bird out of clay and his raising the dead back to life are presented as proof of the possibility of resurrection.
So, God's directive here would mean this. Why do you think it is impossible for God to raise you and all mankind from death when He can create a child without a father and a servant of His can breathe life into a clay image and raise the dead back to life?
وَلَا يَصُدَّنَّكُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُّبِينٌ
Let not Satan hinder you from believing in the hour, for surely He is your open enemy.
وَلَمَّا جَاءَ عِيسَى بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ قَالَ قَدْ جِئْتُكُمْ بِالْحِكْمَةِ وَلِأُبَيِّنَ لَكُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي تَخْتَلِفُونَ فِيهِ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ
When Jesus, peace be upon him, came with clear signs and said, I have brought wisdom to you that I may make plain to you some of the things you differ about. So fear Allah and follow me.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ رَبِّي وَرَبُّكُمْ فَاعْبُدُوهُ هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ
Allah is my Lord and your Lord. Therefore, serve Him. That is the straight way.
Allah is my Lord and your Lord. Therefore, serve Him. That is the straight way.
Regardless of what the Christians might have said or done, Jesus, peace be upon him, did not lay claim to being God or the Son of God, nor did he ask anyone to worship him. On the contrary, he called people exactly to what the previous prophets had called and to which the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was calling, viz., to exclusively serve and worship the one true God.
فَاخْتَلَفَ الْأَحْزَابُ مِنْ بَيْنِهِمْ فَوَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْ عَذَابِ يَوْمٍ أَلِيمٍ
Then the factions fell apart among themselves. So woe to the wrongdoers from the chastisement of a grievous day.
Then the factions fell apart among themselves.
People went to extremes both in supporting and opposing Jesus, peace be upon him. Those who opposed him went so far as to blaspheme him, branding him illegitimate. At the other end of the spectrum were those who exaggerated Jesus' status and exalted him to the point of deifying him. But then the question of how a human being could also be God became extremely complicated. The result was that all subsequent efforts to solve the problem have proved futile, and all attempts to resolve the issue gave rise to a number of schisms and sects.
هَلْ يَنظُرُونَ إِلَّا السَّاعَةَ أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ بَغْتَةً وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ
Are they awaiting anything other than the last hour, that it should suddenly come upon them without even perceiving it?
الْأَخِلَّاءُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌّ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ
On that day, even bosom friends shall become enemies to one another, all except the God-fearing.